Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It board game edition. Today, we are going to be talking about Star Wars Imperial Assault. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. Here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can check out all of our written reviews and other podcasts at ReviewandRoast.com and ComicRoast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. So I guess my initial impression when I first found out this game was coming out, probably about 2 years ago, I was like, oh my god, I've just discovered the Holy Grail. I can't wait. I am buying this. I told everybody. I told everyone in the gaming group. I think I probably texted everybody in my family. I told strangers on the street. And then,
that was definitely the weird part
for and me. Yeah. Well, the even weirder part was that Max went ahead and bought it. Hey, look what I got. Hey.
I just remember that one time
that was awesome.
We were just walking randomly somewhere, and you grab that old woman, and you're like, I'm getting fucking Imperial Assault. She's like, oh my god, let go of me.
I was going to say something funnier, but I didn't, because you wouldn't stop talking.
You definitely didn't.
No, I totally didn't. So, anywho, when we first started playing this, it was a complete bumble. So, a couple of weeks ago, we decided to finally try to play it for real, because the person who owns the game works nights, works a lot of weekends, so he doesn't come over very often. We don't like to play other people's games without them here because it's like, hey, you should be included. Well, whatever. We just said, screw it. We're playing this thing. And what did you say? It's basically what? Descent with a Star Wars
it's skin. Essentially Descent, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've played Descent, you've played this. Is that good enough for the show now?
Yeah, call it.
All right, so there you have it. That's Imperial Descent. On Flight of the Fantasy.
I feel like there's differences, but I mean,
You know what? Honestly, at this point, we've played Imperial Assault more than we've played Descent. So, I mean, I can obviously see the similarities, but I can also see the similarities with, like, when you had that Gears of War game. That game was way more unforgiving, although now these last two campaigns that we did in this game were pretty unforgiving as well. I mean, I understand in the movies in the Star Wars universe, the Rebels are always supposed to have the harder time, but the Stormtroopers also always miss in the movies. So in this game, when you got six Stormtroopers attacking you twice every turn, and you're just getting your ass handed to you, that just seems a little movie realistic, I guess. Not that it's real, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just being a dick right now, or...?
Hey, all I'm going to say is that everyone said, oh, you should be the Imperial side. Okay, well.
Well, you read the book.
Next time, you get to be the Imperial side. You get to see how fun it is to slaughter and move shit around.
Oh, well, I mean, just in a regular style of game, I know what it's like to slaughter everybody.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, basically, you know, the book comes with, or the game comes with a bunch of different map tiles and a how many pre-designed scenarios would you say are in there?
36.
There you go. So 36.
But they're not all main campaigns. There's like probably like 12 or 16 main story missions. And then probably about 16 to 20 side missions. But they're all dependent on how you perform in some of the story missions and so on.
Yeah, which is kind of a neat thing because, you know, you're doing the one mission. If you pass, you go on to this. If you fail, you go on to this. We happened to win the first couple, I think, probably because we were still feeling the rules out a little bit. But, you know, you build the map.
Basically double dribble with Star Wars.
Right, yeah, exactly. Double dribble. So when you build the map, you know, you get the scenario set out, you get your goals and objectives set out, and then, and this is another part that's kind of, you know, if you're not familiar with these types of games, it's not like the Imperials get a turn, and the Rebels get a turn, and then it's a round. It's, you know, this player gets a turn, the Dungeon Master gets a turn. I'm just going to call it Dungeon Master for this.
It works.
From
it's essentially
on.
What it is. I mean, it's at its core, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
Star Wars. So
let's say that there were four of us, okay? So it was me, It was my turn, then it was Brian's turn as the Imperials. Then it was Mike's turn, then it was Brian's turn as the Imperials. Then it was Jeff's turn, then it was Brian's turn as the... So he essentially, like...
Right, but don't forget, he only gets to assign certain members of his team. He has multiple characters, so it's not like he gets to run 14 guys four times. He's got a Stormtrooper deploy card, he's got a Officer deploy card, and so on.
And then that stupid tripod deploy card.
And then those get tapped, and then he has to use a different one on his next time until the round's over.
Right. And if you kill enough of his guys and he's only got two groups to activate, then, you know, it gets a little easier for you. But then the next turn comes, he uses, spends a little influence. Next thing you know, there's 30 more guys on the board. It's like, dude, you know. But whatever. Anyone else want to take over here before I just keep rambling?
No, you're rambling pretty well.
I was going to say, the difference, again, we've played this way more than Descent, but the difference, the big difference for me at least so far, is that because Star Wars is a sci-fi and a franchise property, there's a lot of robots and a lot of machinery, i.e. that tripod, like, whatever that machine gun thing is that only, like, moves, like, you can only move or you can only shoot. You can't shoot and move or move and then shoot. And with those characters, or like the AT-ST, is that what it is?
Yep.
You can't move, like, you can't just go whipping around and turn a corner. You got to, like, pivot and then turn and then go down. And if you can't fit, you can't move. And it's, I feel like because the Descent game is all, like, for lack of better terminology, organic creatures. Like, they're all monsters. They're not, like, bound by joints and bolts and nuts and electronics. They can move a little freer. You don't have to pivot your fucking goblin to turn a corner. You just basically turn a corner.
Right.
Plus, I have a feeling that as you get into to Descent, there will be like, oh, boom, I just picked up the Sword of Destiny. Zing! Pow! And there'll be like magic spells and stuff because it's a fantasy setting, whereas this is basically, you're only going to pick up stuff that's in the Star Wars universe, which is going to limit you somewhat.
Right.
I mean, kind of. There's a... We haven't really gotten deep into upgrades yet, though. I was thumbing through it. There's some pretty good shit in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure there is. But there's not going to be all of a sudden like, there's oh, I got the wizard cap. Ooh, weird.
There's some rifles and special abilities that are pretty dope. I mean, that one that the character I was using, that's an ability that I had to earn to move every time she's attacked.
Okay, like, which for is instance.
A big deal.
I'm using Pasil. I forget the last name.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly a Jedi, clearly has a lightsaber in her hand. Every Jedi in every movie is always pew pew deflecting the phaser beams back at the stormtroopers.
Do that again?
Pew pew.
That's right. Nailed it.
What bugs me the most, I've went through all of her upgrade cards. That is not something I can quote unquote learn how to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, especially when you're being attacked by three guys twice in a turn, all, you know, back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
Yep.
I feel like the defense die for the rebels.
You could have done the Chris Berman
very
thing.
Very
no defense just, dies in this game are terrible.
They're damn near useless for the rebels.
Well, I think, and to be honest, I think we talked about this the other day too. The Jedi should definitely get a white one and a black one.
Yeah.
There's two different die in this game that are for defense, white and black. Black is more of a physical, and white is more of a all-purpose, let's just call it, I guess, where white has a full evade, but it also has a blank spot, which right. means you didn't evade anything in the world.
Yeah.
And you can also evade surges. The black die has a physical block, which is a triangle, and it also, I think it has like one surge block on the entire die, to be honest. It does not have a full evade on that black die.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
But chances of getting a full evade.
Full evade is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's so few and far between. It's only one side of the die. You know what
well,
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just, you shouldn't be able to full evade like you're fucking, you know, some gymnastics.
I mean, basically, anyone who's played Descent or any of the tabletop D&D games like the Driz or the Castles of Sharlon or whatever the hell, I feel like those are slightly more balanced. And like I said, I understand that, you know, the Rebels are supposed to have a harder time, but I feel like once we got the rules nailed down in this Imperial Assault, it's damn near impossible. And again, you know, I mean,
I think if you get more experience and again some more upgrades and abilities, but it is kind of lopsided to a degree, I guess. I still really do hate the defending.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The defense is very tough. And I can only imagine when we play a skirmish where you actually don't heal your characters. I'm not really sure, and eventually we'll get to that portion of it. That's going to be brutal.
Yeah, like, there were plenty of times where I was at full health. Brian activated his turn, activated his group of characters, attacked nobody but me, and now I flipped my card over, and there's nothing I can do about it, because now I'm fucking half dead.
You basically get attacked 6 times.
Well,
you have 10 health or 14 health or whatever, and he's hitting you for 4 or 5 damage a pop, especially if you don't roll anything.
Yeah.
What color die did your character use?
White.
A white one, yeah. So you have a possibility of rolling a complete blank, which is, again, I don't want to get all Jedi about it, but come on, he's a Jedi. You know what I mean? Like, right. I mean,
and I ain't no, like, you know, I didn't drop out of Jedi school. You know what I mean? Like, I went through, I got honors.
Yeah, it's like a shoe was untied or something.
I don't know.
When did you go to Jedi
school?
It's
hard to miss that much.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the game.
Right. Got it.
All right, so I guess we can move this along to what we did like about it. Obviously, first and foremost, the Star Wars overlay, the Star Wars skin. It's a great idea.
Star Wars pretty much lends itself to, like, nonstop gaming ideas. You could do pretty much anything with it.
Yeah, you could do tabletop. You could do miniatures. You could do tabletop miniatures. You can do card miniatures.
No, I'm just saying.
That's
pretty much
it. That's it. You nailed it.
Like, I just, okay, like, just to kind of, like, reference the film universe, when they are announcing The Force Awakens, a lot of people obviously were super pumped, but then there are, of course, the naysayers going, oh, great, now we're going to get a Star Wars movie every year. How are they going to come up with stories? I'm like, easy. Go to Barnes & Noble and look at the entire shelf of just Star Wars novels that have
not... Or Mike's closet.
I'm just saying, like, there's, like, got to be...
True that.
300 novels that have never been filmed or adapted to any other medium. There's 300 possible stories.
The problem is my man Abrams threw all those in the fucking garbage.
Yeah, he did, but then they can just retcon it and go, oh, well, wait, we brought back digital fucking, what's the guy that played Obi-Wan in the original movie?
Yeah.
Bill Malekis,
yeah. Like what? They did with fucking, what's his name in Rogue One? Peter Jennings.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, there's also a whole, like, a lot of the ships from, like, X-Wing and stuff like that are ships from, like, Star Wars Rebels, the one that's the animated series.
Yeah.
And then what's the other animated series? Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Is another one, and that's actually part of the canon, so that's where you get a lot of the ships. And again, every time they come up with a movie now, that's a game expansion. Are you out of your fucking mind? This thing's like...
Snap.
This is non-stop money making for Fantasy Flight.
I'm gonna say redonk.
They don't even have to make the game. These movies are just making it.
Yeah. Well, that game Lupin Louie, the game with the little airplane and you fly around and you try not to knock the little coins in the slots. What did they do? They reskinned that as Lupin Chewie. Same exact game, except the little airplane has Chewbacca in it, and it's like, oh, here, sell 500,000.
It's not a little airplane. Now it's a Millennium Falcon.
It doesn't matter. The point is that you can apply Star Wars to pretty much anything.
I agree. And people will eat it up.
Yeah, but it won't get eaten up in that sense if it's not good. Like, okay, yes, you could sell a million copies of Lupin Chewie to a bunch of 5-year-olds. But to actual gamers, you got to make a game out of it. And a lot of these Star Wars games are highly rated. I mean, I think Rebellion is like number 9 of all time on Board Game Geek.
I can't even believe that. I mean, I actually really love that game as a 2-player game only, though. So if you're voting on it per that, and actually I'm in the process of repainting all the Rebellion characters for that game. It's going to be awesome.
Swish.
You saw it. It's on Instagram. Oh, that's a different Instagram. It's not the Review and Roast Instagram. That's Star Wars Tabletop.
What if you grew up in a weird family and you started a thing called Instagramma?
You could.
I don't know why King Diamond popped in my head just there.
But anywho,
this is the next album.
Rebellion is a horrible multiplayer game, but as far as 2-player, it's pretty good.
Agreed.
We'll be doing that one pretty soon.
Yes. But, you know, back to the one that we are doing.
Yep.
Can I just comment on Rebellion one real quick second? I think maybe if you did teams of two, might not be that bad.
No, it's terrible.
No, it'd be horrible.
Well, it's hard to say.
Well, you have to be able to work as a team.
Well, we did it.
You
as...
can't really talk out loud. Yeah, if you're, you know what I mean. Especially in that game when you're hiding on the board from the other team.
Hope he doesn't get to Endor.
That's what sucked for us because, you know, I was because the first time we played, we did Mike against me and Brian, and I was just like, all right, I don't know what I'm doing. So you take that side of the board, I'll take this side of the board. Yeah, it was the worst game ever.
Yeah.
I want to reiterate before we get back to Imperial Assault that when Mike and I did do two-player, he found me on the second turn and then never found me again.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, that's what happened. It's pretty bad.
I put my base in it.
But that was another example of completely screwing up the first game, basically. And then, I mean, I was legit disappointed because I just spent $80 on this prick. And I was like, man, I think...
At least you could have just let me win.
I think I hate this game. No, I think I won the first one, but we didn't know what the F we were doing.
That is true.
But...
Speaking of which, Imperial Assault.
Yeah, but anyways, the point is... No, I'm just saying, the point is... we were off of this a minute ago, but now you got back on it. The point is, it's another case of a game being better, giving it another chance. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Belfort.
Yeah.
Yep. And even Imperial Assault. I mean, the first time we sat down and played, I was like, eh, it's all right. You know, I'm not really...
See, that's the thing. The first time we attempted to play it, I was like, oh my God, how can a game that this expensive and look this amazing be so fucking boring?
Right.
And then fast forward to when we played it again, I was like, oh my God, I love this.
I'm going to pick up a couple more expansions for it. Well, just the skirmish character expansions or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, yeah, so get ready for that, because we're just doing the base game here. We're not talking expansions. We're not talking skirmish battles. So
I'm very excited about skirmish battles.
Anytime that we have a week where we have nothing else to talk about, get ready for us to revisit Imperial Assault, people.
And we'll probably get into the X-Wing stuff, too, because that's always that could be a good backup.
Okay, so I've talked about what I liked about the game. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. I didn't like anything about it.
Okay, Brian.
What do I like? I loved. Honestly, one of my favorites. Winning. It sounds stupid. The map building is super fun. I mean, even though you're building the map according to the diagram in the campaign guide, just building the map according to that starts like getting the gears turning. About like, man, if we decided to do like a full blown like. Crazy skirmish, like six people, like all everybody for themselves, and we just built the map completely at random. This thing could be super insane and super fun, just like setting traps all over the place, making long hallways with like no way out and stuff. This could be like super crazy. Mm-hmm. So the map building just gives me so many ideas for like skirmish mode, like we were talking about. I like the whole idea of, you know, Mike goes, and in this case, I'm the dungeon master. I go. Scott goes. I go. Jeff goes. I go. Whoever next goes, I go. Because that way, it kind of just moves. And I like that. I know, like, it wasn't everybody's favorite thing, but there are certain game conditions that I, as the dungeon master, I'm the only one aware of. And then when this happens and this happens, and I did kind of give away some of that stuff, because I did in the last one. I said, you know, when this console and this console are destroyed, that's when dude comes out. And in this case, dude was a guy with like 15 health, which in this game is like crazy.
Yeah, it was the Imperial Guard champion, I believe.
And his special
AKA Cock Diesel.
And his special attack was called
Vin Diesel's cousin.
Brutality was his special attack. So yeah, there you go. Brutality. It was like, add +3 to your attack, get a second attack, and add +5 to that, and then stab your guy in the face.
Yeah, and a shitty stormtrooper that can't shoot the broadside of a barn, I can't deflect back at him as a Jedi.
Dude,
you got
no skills.
It's true. So you really got nothing you want to say about what you
No,
like?
I mean, I actually like the game.
Because you
mean,
said you didn't.
I don't, but I'm just going to make something up right now, so... No, I actually also enjoy the maps, and I'm also excited about actually playing it more and getting into more kind of doing random stuff. I mean, I like the fact that we're playing campaign right now or missions that you get to earn and keep stuff. The problem being that if we're not all on the same page, it's kind of we haven't all played at the same time at this point now, so to go back and do a mission that you're not going to really get shit for, I guess you'd still get money, though, right, Brian? So basically, you get the cash, so that's cool.
Cash.
Yeah, I'll take that. But I do like that portion of it, even though that almost contradicts myself, because I do like being able to upgrade things. I do like being able to buy new equipment. Like, my character uses a blaster. You can upgrade that blaster to something very good. You know, her first blaster that she starts with is, like, mediocre at best. But now, whatever blaster I have, I think it's called the Death Hammer, for Christ's sakes. I mean, so, yeah, it's all right.
And he still can't kill anyone.
Dude, I killed more people than you.
Dude, I'll...
Never mind. That was going to sound really bad.
Dude, wait till skirmish time with my freshly painted Chewbacca.
Dork. Okay, so...
I'm going to go get the Porkins character.
You've seen that Chewbacca, though. It turned out pretty good.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I saw it.
Dude, I don't remember a whole lot of anything in the last 4 days. Yeah. All I'm saying is when I get my Porkins character, look out.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, you can see the Chewbacca he's talking about on Star Wars Tabletop Instagram, because that's a thing.
Actually, us. And if you're listening to this and it's in the and you're listening to it from the review for Imperial Assault, I'm going to put a link in there to our Instagram page, because that's how awesome it is. Just saying.
He's going to be wanting to paint stuff now.
Dude, that's all I'm doing is
painting. I'm painting my meeples different colors.
I'm painting everything.
This red meeple is now maroon.
Fine, here's what we do then.
I'm literally going to give Max Saturday, like $50 for this game.
Instead of playing games on Saturday, let's just paint my kitchen.
Everything but the kitchen, yeah.
Paint my fence. Where's my blintzes?
That actually looks pretty awesome.
Right?
I'm not going to lie.
Kind of good right. though, right? Seriously.
I'm into that, actually. I should paint all my stuff now.
You ain't painting.
I'll just paint a mustache on my face. I don't think
wait till I get to. Wait till awesome. I paint Lando. Shit's going to get real. I'm trying to get that mustache and that perfect fro right. It's going to be so awesome. And then I did this other character, too.
Who's that guy?
Some other, she's from the what's...
Now you guys have to go look at the Instagram so you can know what these two guys are talking about.
Yeah, sorry,
right
I'm gonna cut that off now. But we also, we purchased a, the Bespin Gambit, is that the one I picked up?
Sounds right.
I think so. We got that expansion, we haven't played it yet, but I tinkered around with painting up one of the playable characters that came with it. I'm gonna work on the Stormtroopers probably next, so... Stay tuned for that.
Nailed it.
So, yeah, on to what we didn't like. As I said already, I won't go too much into it. It does feel a little on the unbalanced side. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just suck at rolling. But I feel like, you know, at the very least, as you progress, I feel like you should be able to buy upgrades that give you more defense die. I think the attacker always seems to have the advantage, which is kind of... You know, again, when you got three guys on the Rebel side and 12 guys on the Imperial side, obviously.
I'm going to chime in on yours a little because mine's going to be different, but I agree. The only difference is the Imperials can't heal, but he can respawn. Right. So that almost negates that.
Right.
In all honesty. I almost think instead of a black and a white die, there should be one more die that's actually kind of shitty. Maybe it's
You mean like white?
No, I mean like, yeah, maybe it just has... You know, three sides have something on it. You know what I mean? Or what? Just a little something. Or maybe make the white die not have a blank or something. I just feel like if you were rolling two die and you sucked, you'd feel better because at least you were rolling two of them. It's just when you're rolling one die against anything, man, just playing X-Wing and you got one defense die, who even gives a shit?
Right.
It's not like you're rolling it like, oh my God, I'm totally going to evade. Like, you're just like, it's one die. I hope it's fucking blank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just put me out of my misery one die.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of what goes on in my head when I play X-Wing.
Yeah.
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 Because I'm just chasing waiting you until around. Saturday. Son.
Hey, guess
two
what?
Ships.
Two ships what?
Two ships. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor.
Yeah. Thought you were going to say two ships, one cup.
That was bad. Aww. That was nope.
Wasn't that bad.
You're the one making the fingers.
Actually, it's getting funnier the more I think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's probably a few more things that irk me about this game, but overall, I mean, I do really like it, and outside of being slightly unbalanced, it's...
I don't like that none of the miniatures are painted. That's one of the things I hate right now.
Well, we only have one painter, and he's apparently taking a nap right now, so... He's on break, union guys.
I know. I was going to text Max to see if I could paint these.
See if you can paint him like the pretty French girls.
Paint me like one of your French girls. Anyway, it's Brian's turn.
This is so wrong right now.
Yeah, brutal.
What don't you like? Oh, I love everything. I just fucking destroyed two games.
I
in
like
a row.
Whipping ass.
Yeah, and the first two games I lost both. So
because we were fucking playing.
And here's the thing: when the Imperial side loses, you get nothing.
That is
when
true.
When the Rebel side loses, they still get 100 XP or 100 credits, and they get the credits for all the crates they've opened in addition to.
Mm-hmm.
So you still walk away with something. It's like you're on the Price is Right, and you're at least getting the fucking like lifetime supply of Chex Mix.
Yeah.
I wish.
Some of them upgrades are fairly expensive, though, so it's like you got to kind of limp around.
So I want to wait
a minute.
About these lifetime Chex Mix, does that include new flavors as they come out?
Nope.
I doubt it.
You get the original.
You might get frosted if you get there in time. But, I mean, it's better than getting a lifetime supply of, like, you know, meaty bones, because what if you don't have a dog, or what if your dog hates those things?
Yeah.
What if you have a goldfish? What the fuck are you going to do with dog bones for
feed
the rest of your life?
Feed them meaty
bones. Yeah, probably.
Gravy dogs.
Made entirely out of goldfish.
So,
what did I like? Wait, what did I dislike? Here's what I disliked.
Yes.
The second campaign we played, I get access to Vader. I was like, fuck yeah. I look at the card, I'm looking at the stats, I'm like, I am going to destroy. So,
he just danced in his seat for
I
all
did.
He does at home.
Here's the thing. That campaign lasted 8 rounds. It was set at 8 rounds. It was essentially, I win in 8 rounds, and blah happens. You guys win in 8 rounds, or blah happens. And then if nobody wins in 8 rounds, well, blah happens. There's no going back. There's no playing through. So Vader enters the board in round 7. So you make your way into the whatever corridor, hallway, control room in round 7. And it really gives you 1 round to use him, which was like, what the fuck?
I don't even think you had an attack with him, actually, did you?
I got to do one, and I did minimal damage. It didn't really didn't apply in any meaningful way. And then I was like, oh, that campaign's over, and nothing happened. You guys didn't get your thing done, and I didn't get to kill who I was supposed to kill, so therefore nothing really happened. Just go on to the next one. I was like, dude, you give me... It would be like the equivalent of Vader showing up in the new movie. And if he shows up at the end and goes, by the way, I... And then the credits start rolling.
Yeah. I'm going to get you.
That's it? Yeah, like, if Vader showed up in Rogue One, like he did when he was in that, you know, Imperial, you know, hell dungeon, and he did his little, like, blah, 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 and then you never saw him again, he'd be
that
like...
That sounded so...
Yeah, that would sucked.
Whatever, I'm just saying.
I want to watch Rogue One again so bad.
If that was all you got, it'd be like, well, that was cool, but I wanted more. But instead, you got that, and then you got the end where he goes, in Mike's words, cock diesel on like 40 dudes.
It was like 37.
Whatever. Just saying, a lot of
people... I don't even remember, honestly.
I'm just saying, he Stone Cold like killed everybody.
How could you not
remember
that? That was the best part. That was the best cinematic moment in the history of me sitting down in the theater, I think. That might have been the best 4 minutes.
I've seen a lot of movies since then. Actually, I haven't.
I have.
I did watch Army of One, though. Yeah, yeah.
Was Vader in that?
He was.
Should have been.
I'm just saying, you can't give me Vader and then not let me do some stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, we got to do some more missions.
So, moving right along.
He's probably using him as a skirmish, right?
Oh, and also...
Yeah, you pretty much have to.
That scooter guy, whatever the hell, the machine gunner.
Yep.
That whole, you can only move, or shoot. You can't do both. That is so fucking stupid.
It's a setup character, though. Yeah. It's a defense.
Right, but the character has some okay attack, and like, I feel like, okay, maybe you can't move and then shoot, but you should be able to pivot and then shoot at least.
I think you just honestly, you're probably going to take this the wrong way. I think you're just using them wrong.
I don't really know how would I use them right then, really, other than just to block off an area.
Watch me use them one of these days.
Okay. I can't wait.
That's terrible.
I can't wait.
So?
I'm just saying, like, okay, let's say...
You set him up down a hallway where people have to come, and you shoot
Yeah, and I did that the last game, which I won.
He
I
was
did
sideways
the...
in the hallway. He
No, that was the first... Yeah. That was the first campaign. This campaign, I set him right at the end of the hallway.
Right, and nobody went down the hallway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Exactly.
The point isn't for him to shoot. The point is... for us to think he's going to.
Yeah, you just blocked off the last three objectives we
needed.
Yeah,
like literally we can't go
but
down.
But this guy sucks. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the reason you
Let's
won.
Just say yeah. in this scenario that I'm inventing in my head.
You won without firing a shot.
He's facing this way.
America.
All right, I see what you did there. He's facing, we'll say he's facing north.
Yeah.
Due north?
Due north.
What
did you say? Due north.
Did you really?
Totally north. And here comes Scott around a corner, and all I have would theoretically have to do, if I could do one and the other, would be to pivot 90 degrees and then, boom, take a shot. But instead, I would have to back up, pivot 90 degrees, and then wait till the next round and hope Scott's still here, which you know damn well he's not going to be. He's going to go, and then I'm going to be like, well, that was fucking waste.
That way, instead of turning that way, you turn the other way so that when I go now I'm in front of you.
Yeah, then you would just not go
that way.
It's
like football. You don't throw the ball where the dude is. You throw the ball to where the dude's going to be. America.
Again, we're talking ourselves into a ditch right here with this guy. Let's just all just agree that character is a waste of space.
Dude, that character won the game for you.
Yeah, that character seriously is like the best
only because thing. Everybody decided to
was
pile
afraid
up.
To go near
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Until the end when everybody was next to him, but nobody was in front of him. So
his gun was jammed. We were trying to help.
The bullets were
not
stuck.
If you jam it.
Anywho.
So I guess we're out of time. I don't get to say what I don't like, huh?
He gets
you already did.
Raspberry.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just agreed with yours.
I'm sorry, people. This is long ago.
Yeah, I loved it. No, actually, the one thing that I was thinking about, though, all bullshitting aside, was the the doors.
So dumb.
The doors have 14 health, or you could basically roll one surge on three die and get through them.
Right, and it's three ridiculous die.
No, they're three good die.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's not three white die. It's a blue, a red, and
right,
a yellow.
Right. Mine has a blue, green, and yellow, all of which have surges on them, which are, I wouldn't say frequent, but it's a pretty good chance.
I mean, unless you're Jeff.
Oops. That's not nice.
But
can I just say I love the doors?
But it's like there's no way, I mean, 14 health in this game for a character even to attack twice, which then you can't even get through the door. Which, let's not forget, the Empire Master can freaking close on the next turn anyways.
That's why I love those doors.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
Right, but if as long as you throw the dice the right way, you can break on through to the other side.
Ew. But the other way, the only point doors. I guess I'm trying to make is...
Shut up.
It's an action to open it and an action to get through it, so you actually have to walk up to the door... And basically waste a turn doing nothing, because even if you were to open it... I mean, I guess you can open it for somebody else to get through, but we got screwed a couple times on that, where door was open, dude runs through it, now I got a person on this side of the door and a person on this side of the fucking door.
See, that's why next time you go through the deck, you got to buy that Mechaleka High thing.
Yeah, it's just... It's super... What? It's not good.
You Mechaleka High, Mecha Heiny, hold that door right open.
That's... No.
Long live Jambi.
Although, I mean, Pee-wee was in the Family Guy Star Wars.
Oh,
my
bike! Yeah, on Endor.
Jesus Christ. Hey, can you guys see rails over there? Because we're going to go back to them.
Yeah.
All right, so what we would change. Like I said, I'm a motherfucking Jedi, and I can't do shit. Although I did with my experience, I bought Force Throw, which I feel like should be a base ability for a Jedi. Because all I can do is wah, and push somebody back three spaces. And if it's an enemy character, they take one damage. That's great. I love it. But I feel like I should be able to... Pew, pew, pow, wow. Yeah. But mainly, with the last campaign we did, there is a gigantic hole in the floor. It's like a space station. We clearly came through that hole in the floor. I feel like I should be able to force push somebody out that fucking hole.
Yeah, I think you're getting a little too three-dimensional here.
I don't disagree, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm not trying to say that the rebels need to be able to walk through, because obviously that's no fun. I just feel like they just need a little oomph.
I think a force throw should auto stun, which is one of the
characteristics
of this game, which we didn't really get into, but we don't really need to. We can get into that more when we talk about skirmishes and shit like that.
No, I'm going
to
stun your faces off, so yeah.
Nah, you probably won't.
Well, I'm gonna wear my new suit.
You don't roll dice very well, so I'll probably make it out of there okay. And you don't add math real well either.
I math add awesomely.
But yeah, I think that there's...
You guys word stuff really well.
There's a couple downfalls when it comes to some of that shit, but I mean, overall, the map, you got to deal with what they give you. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
But I think the force throw is a little weak sauce and should have a little more stank on it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It should be a base ability.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know about a base ability. I mean, it's a what was it, one experience or two or something? Or was it, or did it cost monies?
No, it was an experience.
I mean, for one experience, I get it, because you can get it pretty much after the first match. Now you can pretty much roll around. Like, I got that, what did I get?
Well, here's the thing. For the first three matches, I didn't buy anything. I didn't upgrade anything, because I didn't even look at the cards. So I'm like, dude, these cards are going to be game changers. I want to come down throwing dicks. You know what I mean? So
no, I don't. I'm going to need you to go back and...
go deeper?
Yeah. I don't know about deeper. So, just hit the sides.
So I'm saving my experience. I'm saving all my money. And then when I'm looking at all the fucking cards, I'm like, these are just kind of okay. I thought that was kind of weak. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm not trying to say that the Rebels need to have a, you know, where they're absolutely going to win every time, but I just feel like they should be just a little more, a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little...
I think they just nerf the Jedi's so just they're like not...
drink a Red Bull before...
So they're not overpowered compared to the other characters. You know what I mean? Which I don't know, because, you know, the Wookiees are actually pretty strong.
In the books?
No, in this game, he's got decent hit points, and...
I feel like he should be able to destroy three stormtroopers.
But he's got this charge thing that he... I mean, they have. There's abilities that coincide with...
You know what the best part is? You know there's people listening right now going, these guys obviously don't know how to play because I destroy all the time.
Yeah, they probably fucking cheat and don't know the rules.
Snap. At Review and Roast.
Nailed it.
Brian?
I feel like the five characters they give you on the Rebel side in the base game are cool, but I feel like maybe not everyone who buys this game is going to go deep with expansions, or maybe like someone buys this game not really understanding the complexity of a game like this. They're just seeing Star Wars in a box going, oh my God, I gotta have this. And then they get it home, they're like, oh fuck. And then on top of that, they open the box and it's not Chewbacca, it's, you know, Joe Baca. And
right.
It's not Luke Skywalker, it's Larry Skin Carrier or whatever. It's like,
that's a terrible name.
I know, they're all really bad.
Not good.
Point is, I feel like you really gotta at least throw people a couple of, you know, you gotta throw a couple of fastballs over the plate. You gotta give them Skywalker, you gotta give them Han Solo, you gotta give them characters they recognize.
Why? Because you can get me to go buy the Han Solo expansion because I'm a jackoff.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah, you are.
There might be a person or three that buys this going, man, I'm going to be Luke Skywalker every single time. And then they open the box and they're like, oh, well, and then they read the rules and they're like, I don't fucking get this. And my favorite character's not in the box. This sucks. I don't really want to play this anymore. And then they just give up. I don't know. I feel like the campaigns don't, maybe as the expansions come out, they give you more characters to implement into these campaigns. So I don't know.
No, that other expansion I have has totally different troopers, like stormtroopers, which is actually pretty dope, and a couple other guards, two new playable characters only, which I thought there was going to be more, but I'm all right with that. Something else, too. It actually, I was looking at it, I'm like, this is actually kind of cool. More new map tiles, obviously.
I like new map tiles.
To add to stuff.
What also would be pretty cool would be some 3D terrain. Like, maybe you can, like, if they had, like, some... Because, like, okay, I was watching a video on one of the Magic the Gathering arena, the Planeswalker things, and they have these platforms that you can spend, like, 3 movement points to move your character up on. It gives you, like, a height advantage.
No shit.
Stuff like that would be pretty cool.
Right, yeah. That's true.
I mean, they got it drawn out on the map, but maybe for, like, certain maps, like, specifically things that are taken from, like, a famous scene in one of the movies, like, have, like, some kind of...
People build that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they totally do. But, I mean, it'd be cool if they threw one in a box.
I don't want to do it, but, I mean, if they did it for me.
I don't want to have, like, the fucking nice map tiles, and then somebody took a cereal box and drew, like, you know, famous, wrote the
Well, and that's why, you know, sites like Etsy are so awesome, because people make that stuff, and then they sell it to nerds like us who don't want to do it.
Yeah, then I got to pay $20 for, like, a, here, I got the famous rock.
I'd do it. You know, he'll do it. Just tell him when it is. Here it is. I got it.
I just ordered it while you guys were talking shit.
Right? Where the hell did we leave off with this thing?
That was, you just asked me what I didn't like. I just said,
I feel like we were changing.
Did you go?
You got to throw him a Han Solo in the box. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree. It'd be nice to have.
Not the token. You need to throw the guy, and he needs to be playable in campaigns, not just skirmish mode.
Right, I agree.
I did kind of get screwed with buying Han Solo.
Well, here's the thing.
Thought that shit was going to happen.
From what I understand, they are in some of the campaigns, but they're like, the guy you break out of prison, and then you can kind of control him after that.
Yeah, but right, that's but, not what but, people want.
But the,
oh, I know, I agree.
But
I
the
agree.
Card that comes with those characters is the deploy card, which you would use in a skirmish, which we haven't done, which would be how kind of Brian was bringing out the Imperials. That's how you bring out your characters. And again,
correct.
I probably have no idea what I'm talking about right now. But yeah, I think great. That's pretty correct. Close.
It's great that during the Death Star battle in the one movie when Luke and Vader are fighting over here, three rooms over, the guy from that part of the fight who's in the book that's only available in paperback if you get it from the website, if he's in the game and you're using him, that's great if you know who that is. But to, you know, Timmy and Tommy Star Wars fans since last weekend, they're not going to give a shit about that guy.
I don't even want him to play the fucking game then. There.
Turn this pod, rewind it, turn it off.
Timmy and Tommy, turn your shit off.
You just be like when Ned Descent. Flanders like controls Springfield, and anything you do, he's like sees you. Wait, what are you doing there, Springfield Arena? Mike pops up on a fake screen, like a fucking screen in the middle of Oklahoma. Hey, kid, put that down. You don't know who fucking Jace Windows Smiggers
is. That's the guy, too. That's what I was thinking.
I didn't even go off the rails. I was never on them. I just went in the ditch, and the ditch sank into quicksand. And
yep. Did it sink in the Sarlacc pit?
Yeah, probably.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
I know. I was being
more
funny.
Like a sock lark.
All right. Anywho, 45 minutes later, I think it's time we number this thing.
Yeah, we'll just skip me again. What do we do?
I thought you went.
He's been talking for the last 30 minutes.
Was it
30? Go.
About adding Han Solo. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
No, I don't need 5 minutes. I would probably make line of sight less confusing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mike
probably
doesn't know how to draw lines.
Yeah. No, stop. Because it wasn't just me, Jekyll.
Oh, yeah. Some of those corner walls.
There's a corner wall thing with this game that is actually a smidge confusing sometime. And there's not a real lot of clarification on line of sight of large vehicles
like,
or large characters as the AT-ST or the E-Web.
The Pythagorean theorem applies if you're at a 37-degree angle, only if you're on a clear tile that has a brown... Never mind.
Yeah, it's just a little kooky and... I don't know. Because line of sight on one of those larger ones it would be a little different, in my opinion, because you're working with more tiles, so it's kind of... And they really don't explain that in the manual at all. But...
You know, so it changes the range system. That's very silly.
What's that?
The range just depends on what numbers you roll.
I can't actually kind of like that, though, because it gives... Well, it basically... I mean, I get it and I don't get it only because... I mean, it's a blaster. It's probably going down the fucking hallway. I think the range... I think if you look at the range as being... If the guy's 7 away and you only rolled 6 worth of range... You just missed, like, you shot the side of the wall. So I kind of get it.
Right, but when an AT-ST can roll a 3 for range, it's just like, what do? Just shoot down at his fucking feet?
Well, it's not necessarily that he's shooting down at his feet. It's more that it's. I think they actually describe it as accuracy in the book, as a matter of fact.
I think you're right.
Plus 2 accuracy is technically plus 2 range. So if you look at it like that, then it means, all right, you're 7 away. If I don't roll 7... I'm whiffing.
Right.
So I guess if you think about it like that, it's not necessarily I got to get this far. It's,
well,
I got to dial it into there.
Okay. But if I'm 7 and I roll a 12, that hits.
You hit twice. Well, 1.78 times. Yeah.
Wow, that was bad.
You're never going to do it because you suck at rolling dice.
All right, we're going to pause this real quick and we're going to go roll some dice.
Yeah, dice champion.
All right, whatever. Here. Let's number champion this stupid thing so we can get out of people's faces. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
I'm going to give this an 8.5. Of all the Star Wars games that we have played in the tabletop realm, this currently is my favorite by a pretty substantial margin, I'd say. I don't know what else we've played besides Rebellion. Oh, no, we play I like X-Wing sometimes.
Yeah.
I like this better.
We have Armada. We haven't started playing it. We just
Armada's coming. We're going to be doing coming. That. I need to.
You know what? I mean, I like X-Wing better, I think. Maybe. I don't know. As it stands right now, if I'm going to play this style of game, I would prefer the Dungeons & Dragons or Descent versions over this because I've only played a couple of campaigns and I've played the Rebel side, and I feel a little just over smashed.
The more you say that, the more it makes me want to play a Rebel character to see the difference.
So you can whoop his ass?
Yeah, right.
I'll go 7.5.
That's actually what I was going to go. Only because it's also probably of let's just call it the three main that we have right now that we've played, i.e. Rebellion, X-Wing, and now Imperial Assault. Armada, we haven't touched enough to even figure anything. It's probably, I'm going to say least favorite of the three, but that doesn't mean that I don't like it.
No, I like it.
It means that I think personally, I like what we've played so far, but I think I'm really going to like when we start dicking around with skirmishes. I think that that's going to bring a little difference to it where you're kind of making your own thing and we don't have to chase no fucking terminals around town.
Right.
Which I don't mind missions, don't get me wrong, because I like playing X-Wing missions as instead of just a typical dogfight bullshit too. So right. I'm not saying I hate missions, but I wouldn't mind just let's set up four dudes and shoot it out down a hallway.
Yeah.
Right. And that's basically, it's almost exactly like that. And I'm also interested in playing how they were talking about doing like the Star Wars triathlon. So
what's that?
Play Armada, bump it down to X-Wing, and then it bumps down to Imperial Assault. Truthfully, so you do your large-scale battle, small-scale dogfight, and then down to the thing. And there's some way to do it, and we're going to look it up, and we're going to figure it out.
Truthfully, until one of those surges allows for an 80s roll, I'm not really interested in skirmish mode.
Yeah, right. Well, there you have it. That was Star Wars Imperial Assault. I am Scott. You can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. You can find me at Instagram at @1177. You can find me on Snapchat at xorsonx. You can find Brian on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find Mike on Instagram at Review and Roast, also at Star Wars Tabletop. And you can check out all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com. And you can buy movie tickets there. And you can check us out at comicroast.com. Anything else you guys want to plug before I forget something else?
Nope.
Pew, pew.